Gender medicine. Second thoughts. Doubts are growing about therapy for gender dysphoric children.
Gender medicine was once an obscure speciality. Patients with gender dysphoria were typically middle-aged men wishing to live as women. Things are different now. First, there are many more patients. Referrals to a specialist clinic attached to the Free University of Amsterdam rose 20-fold between 1980 and 2015. The Gender Identity Development Service, GIDS, England and Wales' only paediatric gender clinic, sees 30 times more people than a decade ago. The patients have changed too. Most are now female and in their teens. Many are treated with drugs to block the onset of puberty. These are often followed by hormones to promote development of physical characteristics of the opposite sex as part of an approach called affirmation therapy. Last June, though, Finland revised its guidelines to prefer psychological treatment to drugs. In September, Britain launched a top-down review of the field. In December, the High Court of England and Wales ruled that under-16s were unlikely to be able to consent meaningfully to taking puberty blockers, leading GIDS to suspend new referrals, though a subsequent ruling held that parents could consent on their children's behalf. On April 6, Arkansas passed laws that make prescribing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to children illegal. Also in April, the Astrid Lindgren Children's Hospital in Stockholm, a part of the Karolinska Institute, announced that it would stop prescribing puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones to those under 18, except in clinical trials. Those skeptical of affirmation therapy point out two problems. Evidence is lacking, and what exists is not reassuring. A review by Sweden's health authorities in 2019 found little research, mostly of poor quality. Britain's National Institute for Health and Care Excellence found that puberty blockers did little to dispel gender dysphoria or improve patients' mental health, though they do not make such feelings worse. Moreover, existing studies suggest that without intervention, most children with gender dysphoria end up reconciled to their natal sex as adults.